The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Your teeth, the trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life?" In stark contrast, if you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yahushua, who you may mistakenly know as Jesus. To put this all in context, the Almighty has said, "I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me." Today we're going to talk about the name of Yah, the Creator, is throughout the Bible. We will then ask, why are we here? And we will then look at the essential elements of relationship with Yah, the Creator. So the overview of today's broadcast. Many years ago, as I came to terms with the true name of the Almighty Creator, which is Yah, as in Yah, the eternally self-existing, he said to me, "If you love me, you will call me by my true name." We will review a summary of the reality of the name Yah throughout the Bible. We will then consider the question, why are we here? And look at what it means to be friends with the Creator and to enjoy his creation with him. We'll look at how to discover, invent, build, construct, and experiment with him. We will consider that we are here to fight the battle in the spirit realm for him, to pray his will on earth. We will then consider essential elements of relationship with the Creator. We will start with prayer and conversation, and then worship and praise. You'll be encouraged to seek deep infilling of the Spirit of Yah. We will speak of reading and listening relating to Father. We will discuss fasting and cleansing and deliverance. Finally, we will look at the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering. I'm a retired military commander, and I now work as a general manager. I have nearly 30 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March, 1993, when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room, and I knew for certain that he was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of about 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair, which when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess, and I chose to serve him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and care communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email articles, websites, this radio program, physical books, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, SlideShare, and Twitter. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. That's www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. That's the relationship with Creator Radio, one word, .com. Click on the show on the top menu and podcasts on the drop-down for previous broadcasts. Or search on Google for Relationship with Creator Radio, unquote. So today we're going to talk about Article 2022-1202, The Name of the Creator is Throughout the Bible. Many years ago, as I came to terms with the true name of the Almighty Creator, which is Yah, as in Yah, the eternally self-existing, he said to me, "If you love me, you will call me by my true name." Think about it. The only reason we exist is to have a deep personal relationship with the Almighty Creator. How can you do this if you do not know his name? The name Yah occurs throughout the Bible. See 20:11:02, the true names of the Almighty in the Bible, detailed analysis. On the web page, look on the there's a web page called The Bible, and under that, more about the Bible, item 4, name of Yah in the book, which details all the names in the Bible that contain the name Yah, around 7,000 instances. Folks, this is so fundamental. The translation of the English versions of the Bible is corrupt. It does not, in virtually all translations, do not render Yah or Yahweh or Yahuwah or Yahuwah correctly, with the result that we don't know that his name is Yah, Y-A-H. And yet, there are so many names in the Bible that include Yah. Jeremiah, Yahu, for example. The great crime against Yah is that the vast majority of Bible translations translate the Hebrew phrase Yahweh, YHWH, which means Yah the eternally self-existing, and can also be translated as Yahweh, or more correctly, Yahuwah, or also Yahuwah, as the Lord. For example, see Deuteronomy 6:4 in Bible Hub. Look up Deuteronomy 6:4 on the Bible Hub website and you'll find what I'm referring to. And what you'll find there, or just search in Google for Bible Hub Deuteronomy 6:4, and you'll get a web page with about a dozen different English translations, none of which, or virtually none of which, say Yah. They all say the Lord in capital letters. This article that I'm presenting to you now with the images embedded, so if you want to just look at the snips directly, go onto the website 2022-1202. You can search in the article search, which is in the top of the menu. The name of Yah the Creator is throughout the Bible. And that page is also on the website. Not one of these versions has the correct name. This is an insult, and it breaks the commandment not to take the name of Yah the eternally self-existing in vain. Furthermore, the Lord is an accurate translation of Baal, a pagan, that is, demonic entity, thus compounding the insult. See the web page, not Lord, on the website. Note that the idea of the Lord, Lord in capital letters, stems from a Jewish tradition not to speak out the name of Yah in case they accidentally take his name in vain, and they therefore substitute Adonai, which translates as Lord. This is a false teaching and has zero validity. The correct translation of the above verse is, "Hear, O Israel, Yah the eternally self-existing, our mighty one. Yah the eternally self-existing is one." The correct translation clearly creates a basis to understand that Yahushua, Jesus, is not Yah. This error is clearly evidenced in the Interlinear Bible. Also on Bible Hub, look up into search for Deuteronomy 6:4 in Bible Google. So Google Bible Hub space Deuteronomy 6:4. Take you to the web page at the top of the menu. Click on Interlinear for that verse, and then have a look down there, and you'll see that the Hebrew phrase translated the Lord is Yahweh, meaning Yah the Eternally Self-Existing. Now, Bible Hub won't tell you that it means Yah the Eternally Self-Existing. They just tell you that its correct translation is Yahweh. And if you search further on that word, you'll discover that it occurs throughout the Old Testament. The key thing here is that the information is readily available, folks. You're without excuse if you don't accept the truth. I mean, you can go on to any number of Bible websites that have interlinears, etc. You can download Bible software that has interlinears. Clearly, it's not the Lord, it's Yahweh, as the traditional translation is, but it's actually Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. If you look at Englishman's Concordance, also on Bible Hub, go again, search on the interlinear that I just shared with you. Click on the link above the word Yahweh, where you will see this the Hebrew, and then there's the English rendering, and then there's the Strong's number 3068. So if you look up Strong's number 3068 in any online Bible service, you'll find that this clearly confirms that this, what I've just said, and indicates that Yahweh occurs 6,218 times in the Bible. That's the Old Testament, translated as the Lord. Strong's Concordance clearly states that Yahweh is the proper name of the God of Israel. Similar search on 3068 and Bible Hub. The ETR webpage, the true name of the Creator is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, at the webpage of that name, clearly sets out the discussion of this in more detail, culminating in the detailed article 2010-1102, The True Names of the Almighty in the Bible. Folks, I listened to a YouTube video the other day, which sets this out in some detail. But I have to say to you, if you claim to have any sort of meaningful relationship with the Creator, and you do not know His true name, and do not use His true name, and do not honor His true name, I'm sorry to tell you that you are sadly mistaken, and you're going to get a nasty wake-up call when you die if you don't change. So I appeal to you, if you think that the Almighty means anything to you, please start calling Him Yah and Yah the Eternally Self-Existing. So in conclusion, I encourage you to follow these links and review in detail what is represented there, and take on the discipline of only referring to the Almighty Creator by His true name, Yah, Y-A-H, and using the true names that reflect Yah of all the characters in the Bible who are named after Yah, with particular attention to Yahushua, who may still incorrectly, you may still incorrectly regard as Jesus. So Yahushua means Yah is salvation. You've got Jeremiah is Jeremiah Yahu. You've got Matthew is Matitai Yahu. You've got John as Yahu Hanan, and so it goes. There is something over 100 names of people in the Bible, in the Old Testament, which contain the name Yah and refer to Yah. So Yahu Hanan, John, means graced by Yah, and so forth. The name Yah absolutely permeates the Bible, so it really doesn't matter what you believe about the Bible. If you regard the Bible as at some level authoritative, and you come up with rationalizations not to call Father Yah, again, I have to say to you, you are seriously misled, you're seriously confused. And you're going to get a horrible shock when you come before the judgment seat and Father says to you, you know what? You don't even know my name. What makes you think that you have a place in heaven? You could end up in the outer darkness. You could end up being rejected. You might make it into heaven after you've spent a lengthy time in hell paying the price for your sin. And that applies whether you knew you were doing it or not. But if you had at some stage been exposed to the truth and you then continued to call him the Lord and God, you're in for a nasty ride when you die. So continuing, I'm going to share another article with you, 2021-01-30, Why Are We Here? A question that it seems most people do not ask and therefore do not answer is, why are we here? Why do humans exist? Why does this planet exist, etc.? Following are some key points. Number one, we are here to be friends of the Almighty Creator. Fundamentally, the Almighty Creator, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, created this universe, this solar system, this planet, plants, animals, and us human beings for one reason only. He was lonely, and he wanted friends to fellowship with him. If you're not making a real effort to know him and become his friend, you will be bitterly disappointed when you die. See the web pages, Creator Desires Friends, Good Insufficient Relationship is What Counts, and Critical Elements of Becoming a Friend. There are other web pages on the website. There's websites, www.endtimeissueministries.org. There are a number of other web pages that deal with this topic of relationship with the Almighty, being a friend of the Almighty. The web pages on the demographics and the mountain evidence that in order to get really close to the Father, you need to become his friend. That's what you're here for. I think it's at some level fundamentally intuitive once you actually get exposed to the truth. Why all of this complexity? Why all of this these systems? For one reason only, for you and I to be friends of the Almighty Creator and to enjoy his creation with him. Father is pleased with the fundamentals of his creation. He's not pleased with Satan and the satanic and demonic realm, but he is pleased with the fundamentals of his creation, which he created for us to enjoy with him. So he wants us to enjoy every facet of the creation, the astronomy, the plants, the animals, the scenery, the different foods, etc. He desires for us to thoroughly enjoy it all and share with him in doing this. Most people enjoy these things, but very few people actually include him in their enjoyment. This is so important, I believe. Take a bite out of an apple and just look at the pleasant flavor, the aroma, the sweetness, the juice, the core, the seeds, and marvel at creation. And enjoy it. Enjoy it and enjoy him. And tell him you're enjoying it. Tell him that you're marveling. And say, how did you think of this? And this is so magnificent. The world is full of things to enjoy that Father has created. Then we were also created to discover, to invent, to build, construct, experiment with him. He desires for us to design, invent, build, construct, experiment. Use everything that he created to learn and grow with him. He is creative and he enjoys it when we are creative and involve him in our creativity. We are intensely creative, but very few people actually include Father in their experimentation and creative endeavors. Ask him, what should I do now? How do I do this? What's the best way to do that? Then we're here to fight the battle in the spirit realm for him. Father has delegated all authority on earth to humans, sons and daughters of Adam. So to fight the war against the spiritual forces of wickedness on earth, the satanic messengers, in other words, angels and the demons, or ancestor spirits, the deceased human beings who are unbelievers, he has chosen to limit himself to operate through us. He needs us to set the earth free of Satan's influence and pave the way for Yeshua, incorrectly called Jesus by many, to return in victory at the end of the millennium, which is around May 3003, roughly 980 years from now. Virtually no one understands this, let alone is doing anything about it. See the webpage Yeshua Not Soon about 3003. And then we're here to pray Father's will on earth, an essential extension of the previous point. Is that the Almighty needs us to know his will on earth and to pray that will into existence. Again, almost no one understands this, let alone does anything about it. I hope this has caused you to think differently about your existence on earth and has challenged you to seek to become a friend of the Almighty Creator. So come back to praying his will. He has chosen to give all authority on earth to man. Adam chose to give that authority to Satan. Satan is the mighty one, the God of this earth. Satan and his demons are in charge. Satan himself is in the pit for 1,000 years, but the 7 demonic masterminds who reported to Satan before he went to the pit are in charge, and the satanic and demonic realm are running this earth. Father needs you and me to help him fight that and overcome it. You can do it. I want to share another article, 2022-1206, Essential Elements of Relationship with the Creator. And I want to talk about a power relationship with Yah. Fundamentally, we were created to have a deep personal relationship with the Almighty Creator, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. See 2021-0201, Why Are We Here, on the website. Following are the essential elements of entering into relationship with Yah once you've accepted the reality of his existence. See the article 7 Components in Drawing Close to Yah at 7 Components of Drawing Close on the website for a much more detailed discussion. Folks, Father doesn't just want a relationship with you. He wants to fill you with his spirit. He wants you to be in such intimate oneness with him that he can work through you. He wants to use you to heal the sick, raise the dead, and walk in power and authority and take authority over the satanic and demonic realm and tear down principalities, powers, thrones, and dominions, bind and cast out demons, set people free. Retake the world to serve Yah. It's a huge mission. It's available to every human being on earth to participate actively, constructively in that mission. And we'll talk more about that a bit later. So, talking about essential elements of relationship. So the first one I would say is prayer and conversation with Father. And I'm talking about regular, as in daily, time on one's knees or face on the floor, praying and talking to Yah. 1 to 2 hours daily minimum, see 2206-03, the essence of my message regarding prayer. If you do everything outlined in this article and in that document, and in the 7 Components of Drawing Close document, you will in due course come to a place where you are in constant dialogue with Yah all day, every day, as you go about your daily activities. This is ultimately what you're aiming for. You may say to me, that's a bit arduous, it's a bit extreme, 2 hours a day minimum prayer. Once you come into deep relationship, it's easy. You enjoy your conversation with him. You learn things from him. You get led in your daily life. Yes, it's a bit arduous getting there. It's going to take you a year or two of disciplined work, might be less, but it's worth it. You will be in a position then to make a really big contribution to what's happening on earth. And that's what he's looking for today, is people like you and me who will lay down their lives, draw close to him, and change the way things are happening on earth. One highly anointed person, close to Father, walking in the power of his Spirit, can do amazing things. Then worship and praise, regularly, as in daily, on one's feet, with arms raised, worshiping. See the article, Recommended Worship Songs, on the website in 2022-0804, Recommended Worship as of 27th of August, 2022. The webpage is called Some Powerful Worship Songs. Again, 1 to 2 hours daily minimum. Be very selective with regard to the songs you sing. See the notes in the first article. This opens you up to Father Yah and brings you into a place of intimacy and infilling with his Spirit. True worship is making love to Father. See the article 2018-1207. Worship is making love to Father. So there's a piece about prayer, conversation, and there's a piece about worship and praise. If you really want to get close to Father, if you really want to get filled with his Spirit, you need to worship him daily. And you may listen to me and say, well, you know what, James is cuckoo. He wants me to spend 2 hours a day praying. He wants me to spend 2 hours a day worshiping. Once you get a handle on the status that you can have in heaven for eternity if you do these things versus the status you will have if you don't do them, I suggest for your consideration that you will suddenly find it very worthwhile to make the sort of investment that I'm talking of in order to draw close to Father and to qualify for at least a throne in heaven, if not a high throne in heaven, or at the very least to qualify to be at the front of the throne room. You can have a dramatically powerful standing in heaven when you die, if you do what I'm talking to you about. Then my next point, seek infilling with the Spirit of Yah. As you worship regularly, ask Father Yah to fill you with his Spirit. Some of the recommended songs do this. See the article Filled with the Spirit of Yah. And also 2020-1104, How to Become an Anointed One, One Filled with the Spirit of the Almighty. The webpage is called How to Become an Anointed One. Look at the menu, the table of contents, the article search, the Google search on the top line of the menu to see where to find these articles. Infilling with the Spirit of Yah is a necessary precondition for graduating from the place of the foolish virgins at the back of the throne room in heaven to a more senior position closer to the throne or on the throne itself. See the demographics of the Kingdom of Yah in December 2015 on the webpage Demographics of Kingdom, which discusses the different ranks in heaven and the distribution of people who qualify for these ranks on heaven in December 2015. Note that these numbers have decreased significantly in the last 7 years. The essential elements discussed in this article are vital to achieving a high rank in heaven. As you get filled with Father's Spirit through worship, through asking him in, inviting him in, Father, fill me with your Spirit, pour out your fire upon me. As you get closer to him, as you get more filled with his Spirit, you will begin to come to a place where you can do things that you couldn't do otherwise. You start to move in the supernatural. Then reading and listening relating to Father. Regular, as in daily, reading of writings about Yah and the matters of Yah, including watching appropriate videos, such as I share on 2021-0109, a collection of important videos on YouTube that are worth watching, on the webpage important videos to watch. And the videos in the Healing Article 2022-1108, Amunah, Faith for Supernatural Divine Healing, at the page of that name. Again, be selective and spend at least 1 to 2 hours a day doing this. With regard to reading, read a few versions, a few translations of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. I'd suggest you start with the Amplified Bible, then the King James Bible, then the Living Torah, and then the Scriptures, all available on Amazon, and most of them are available as free PDF downloads on the internet with a bit of searching. Read the Bible as a useful historical account of anointed believers interacting with Father Yah. That is all. Do not fall into sin by worshipping the Bible. See the article 2022-1107. Can you prove that the Bible is the holy word of God? And then 2022-0703, the essence of my message regarding the Bible. The more you read about Father and his works, read about the flood, read about, there are thousands of books with different levels of anointing about Father. Some of them are absolute rubbish, and some of them are really worth reading. There's a book, The Final Quest by Rick Joyner, must read, very anointed, got some error, but very worth reading. The Call by Rick Joyner, a number of other books by Rick Joyner that are well worth reading. Ask Father to help you to choose. There is some guidance on the website. In terms of other reading, particularly important articles and other resources on the webpage, important information, The Final Quest and The Call, are both by Rick Joyner, are particularly important revelation about the matters of the mighty and the end times. They're both available on Amazon, and they're also on the website under the Eternity page, The Final Quest, and under the Eternity page, The Call. Beyond this, Yah says that my writings are largely materially inspired and materially anointed. There are over 2,400 articles on the articles database. Look at the article search at the top of the website. And there's also the keyword cloud, which gives you an alphabetic listing of keywords across all the articles, thousands of words there that you can dip into and look. And then there's also the table of contents for the website, also on the along the top of the website. A lot of information there, a lot to read, a lot to learn. I've been walking with Father now, it'll be 30 years in March this year, just two months to go. What? February, March, yes, 2 months to go, less than 2 months to go. And I've been writing about him and his works for about 20 years. More than 20 years, in fact, 22, 23 years. There's a huge amount of information on the website, and you would do well to immerse yourself in that, spend time daily reading there. But don't just read my writings. Don't put me up on a pedestal, please. There are plenty of other books that are worth reading. Fresh Fire by Mario Murillo is another one that comes to mind. Good Morning, Holy Spirit by Benny Hinn. Very impactful in my life. Pray, Father, I want to know you the way James Robertson knows you, or the way Rick Joyner knows you, or the way Benny Hinn knows you, or the way Yeshua knew you. Powerful prayer. Nearly all articles and ebooks from 1998 to May 2019 are available in PDF format to download at the Compilation of Most Writings page on the website. There are over 9,000 pages in 15 volumes in both A4 and A5 formatted form for printing together with covers. So you can download those, take them to your local print shop, and they can print and bind them for you. There are also over 1,000 web pages on the website. The table of contents on the main page is at the top of the menu. The Google site search covers the website and the article database and is a flexible and powerful way of searching the site. So if there's any topic that you're interested in and you think I might have written about, look at the article search, and more particularly look at the Google site search to see what you can find. And I'm sure that you'll find a lot that's relevant. Look at the keyword cloud also. A lot of keywords there that will hopefully lead you to what you're looking for. And then there's sliders on all the web pages, which are just randomly putting up content as you read the web pages to get you, feed you with random information which may be relevant to you. The whole idea, the way the website is designed, is to make it easy for Father to lead you to whatever he wants you to read at any moment in time. But I would suggest that you really immerse yourself there, and as I say, other books, etc. The more you read, the more you listen, the more you get on YouTube. Again, you've got to sift the wheat from the chaff, the error from the truth from the error, but there's a lot there. I've also broadcast several hundred messages on internet radio and TV. That's w4cy.com is the radio, W4CY, www.w4cyradio. Those broadcasts cover most of the more important messages. They broadcast every weekday at 12 midday USA Eastern Time on W4CY Radio. And they also Talk 4 TV, and they broadcast there. You can search on Google for, quote, relationship with Creator Radio, unquote. And what you'll find on the Apple podcast site, https://podcast.apple.com, relationship with Creator Radio, Audible, www.audible.co.uk, Podchaser, www.podchaser.com. In each case, look for relationship with Creator or relationship with Creator Radio. Recent videos are also available on YouTube and LinkedIn if you search for relationship with Creator. So, read and listen. If you're like me, I spend a lot of time at my computer, and by the end of the week, I'm pretty jaded, tired of sitting on my chair every day for 10, 12 hours a day. So at the weekend, I'm very thankful just to relax on my bed and watch a YouTube video on my mobile phone or listen to a recording on my mobile phone. That's available to many people. It's not available to everybody. But just immerse yourself. The choice is, do you want to get close to Father and have a really rewarding time for eternity? Or do you want to enjoy yourself here and actually end up with a pretty miserable existence for the rest of time? Then fast. In order to get close to Father Yah, it is vital to fast. As a minimum, 7 3-day water-only fasts at weekly intervals once or twice a year, or 3 7-day water-only fasts at monthly intervals a few times a year, or a 21-day water-only fast once or twice a year. If you're really serious, in time, if Father leads, consider a 40-day water-only fast for a powerful anointing. But this is only to be undertaken if one is certain that Father is showing you it is the right thing to do. This has health implications. 21-day fast to a point as well. See the article 2021-0106, The Importance of Fasting, Will You Join Me? The web page is called The Importance of Fasting. You should be earnestly doing all the above points before you attempt a 40-day fast. A 40-day water-only fast coupled to intense infilling with the Spirit of Yah is prerequisite for coming to a place of power where you can perform miracles such as raising the dead. Remember that after Yeshua received the infilling of the Spirit when Yehuchanan John immersed him, he was taken into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, and he fasted. He just drank water. So important. If you want to get to a place where you're raising the dead and performing miracles, sooner or later you're going to have to do a 40-day fast, but you need to work on the other things first so that the level of anointing is such that the anointing will sustain you. Don't go and do a 40-day or even a 21-day fast until you're at a level of anointing where you're very certain that Father will sustain you in that. Otherwise, it's really unwise. Then cleansing and deliverance. In terms of getting really free and close to Yah, also undertake the full cleansing process set out in the article, The Essence of Cleansing and Deliverance, and do this several times over a period of a year or two. See also the article 7 components of drawing close referred to previously for more on cleansing. So we live in a defiled, corrupt, dirty, spiritually dirty world. As you get closer to Father, you need to get rid of that contamination. These articles tell you what to do and how to do it. Really suggest that if you're serious about serving Father, that you get stuck in and you cleanse yourself, get rid of your demons, get rid of your spiritual defilement, get free of your curses, make right with anybody that you've wronged. And then the next point is to seek Yah. When you're going to seek Yah throughout all of this, these are not a sequential set of steps. These are a series of things that you need to do concurrently, continuously, iteratively. So taking the above together, I'm saying that to get really close to Father Yah, and I'm thinking of one coming to a place of power anointing, totally healed, etc., I'm advocating that one spends about 6 hours a day focused on the Yah and the rest of the day 18 hours on other activities. It is important to note that as one gets closer to Yah, one will require less and less sleep, so that eventually one will only require 2 or 3 hours sleep a night and will be vibrant and alert throughout the day. Yah will give you supernatural wisdom. This is a totally different way of being that is experienced and understood by very few people, and it is the way we are intended to live. So in conclusion, on the essential elements of relationship, if one puts the above into practice at full level, then within 1 to 2 years, one will come to a place of a power anointing where one is able to heal others, has an open heaven in communication with Father, dialogues with him constantly, speaks on his behalf, heals others, and ultimately gets to a place where one is regarded as a friend of Yah and qualifies for a high throne in heaven for eternity. See the article, The Ultimate Goal, or The Goal, Deep Personal Friendship with the Almighty and the Heavens, and Creator of the Heavens and the Earth. And the article 2021-0604, The Essence of Becoming a Friend of Yah. All of this in the context of the hierarchy that exists in heaven. See the demographics of the kingdom and the mountain of relationship. You can become a friend irrespective of your age, your wealth, your gender, your religious background, your height, your weight, the color of your hair, your eyes, your race, your nation, etc. This is what life is really about. I hope that this article will help you to draw really close to the Almighty Creator, Yah, the eternally self-existing. Folks, I want to make something very clear. You face today a fork in the road because I have now told you what your options are. You continue to live life the way you've been living life, frankly, wasting your time and messing around and playing games with Father. Or you can say, you know what, I'm going to go all out for Father, and I'm going to do the things that James tells me about. I'm going to pray. I'm going to enter into conversation. I'm going to worship. I'm going to praise. I'm going to fast. I'm going to get cleansed. And I'm going to devote a sizable chunk of every day to seeking relationship because I have a vision of sitting on a high throne for eternity. If you don't, well and good. If you feel that's outside your range of doing, pick the level that you're willing to go to. But do not complain when you come to the judgment seat and Father says, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Sends you to the outer darkness, sends you to hell for thousands or for years to pay the price of your unconfessed sin, whatever. So I'd like to ask you, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Almighty Creator. Do you talk to him constantly throughout the day and allow him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of him at all times? Do you worship him at every opportunity? Do you count him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose and you will be bitterly disappointed when you die. Folks, I think the key thing here, look around you. Look at the complexity of the creation, the plants, the animals, the solar system, the universe, and ask yourself one simple question. Why am I here? And you can either go down some really soul-destroying route of saying, I don't know, I don't care, I'm just going to live for today. Or you can go down the route of saying, you know what, there has to be a creator to have done this. And the only thing that makes sense is that he created me to be his friend, so I am going to seek to become his friend. So summing up, some key documents in the video on the main menu of the website, compendium of important articles, video, Why Seek Relationship, Miracle of Yeshua's Death, The Creator Desires a Deep Personal Relationship with You, 7 Components in Drawing Close to the Creator, Recommended Worship, The Creator's Name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, Where Will You Spend Eternity, The Essence of My Message to Christians, all available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's www.endtimeissueministries.org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and then podcasts, or search on Google for Relationship with Creator Radio. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 until May 2019 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list, or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. As I said a little while ago, those are all across the top of the website menu. The website menu is designed to allow Father to lead you to whatever article is most relevant to you at this moment in time. The Google search on the top of the menu there will lead you to any of the articles, any of the web pages on the entire website. As I say, about 2,500 articles, well over 1,000 web pages, huge amount of information, sure to be able to help you with many of your questions. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's james@endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know, and I can connect with you by Skype, Zoom, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week, when I will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. As I said earlier, it does not matter whether you are black or white or colored. It doesn't matter whether you're short or tall. It doesn't matter whether you're African, Asian, Indian, European, whatever. It doesn't matter whether you're a Muslim or a Jew or a Christian or a Hindi or a Baha'i or a Buddhist or a whatever. It doesn't even matter if you're a Satanist or a witch or a warlock. It doesn't matter if you're short or tall, blonde, blue eyes, black hair, brown eyes, anything in between. Educated, not educated, wealthy, poor. Father wants you to become his friend. And he will meet you wherever you are right now. You just have to say, Father, in the name of Yeshua, I choose to become your friend. Help me to become your friend. Show me what to do. And then put into practice all the things that I've spoken about in the last half hour. And just get on with it. It's there for you. It's available to you. The only thing standing in the way of you doing that is you. Thank you so much. Have a good evening. Cheerio.
Father, I come to you, lifting up my hands. By your grace I stand.